It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. In show business, when you tell somebody to break a leg, you're wishing them good luck. You're not telling them to actually sustain a fracture. But that's almost exactly what happened to violinist Anne Akiko Myers before playing with the National Symphony in Washington last week. To be more precise, she didn't really break a whole leg. She only broke a foot. Myers was pushing a stroller holding her 4- and 5-year-old daughters while checking her email on a smartphone, and she didn't see the curb at the edge of the sidewalk. Ouch. It happened at 2 o'clock, she said. I had a sound check at 4. There wasn't time to go to the doctor. I thought I just had completely sprained my foot, the violinist said. It was black and blue, but I didn't know it was broken. That night, she managed on stage with only a slight limp and slightly unconventional footwear, sturdy platform sandals. The next day, her foot had swollen, and Myers used a wheelchair to get on stage, but still played Mason Bates's challenging violin concerto, entirely standing up. You cannot sit down and play Mason's music, she said. It doesn't work. It wasn't until she got home to Austin, Texas, a couple days later that she went to the emergency room and found out that she had played with a broken foot. If you like playing in and listening to brass bands, there is probably no better place on earth for you these days than Germany, specifically a Lutheran church in Germany, where people are tooting horns in droves. Even though membership in Germany's Protestant Lutheran church is rapidly declining, with a record 200,000 members leaving the church last year alone, the brass bands that play in the churches for services called trombone choirs are thriving. Today, Germany has 110 amateur brass players belonging to 6,000 trombone choirs. 6,000. In June, trombone choir members from all over the country will meet up at a gigantic trombone choir gathering in the eastern German city of Dresden. 18,500 players are already registered. That's up from 16,000 players at the last national festival 8 years ago. There are no auditions to join a trombone choir, and even players new to their instruments are encouraged to join and are offered coaching on their instruments. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.